So last week, on Sunday, we took part one of the message, and on Tuesday, we took part two of the message. Today, we'll be taking part three. And so, if you were not in church on Sunday or you didn't watch the online Bible study on Tuesday, I would ask to please refer to it so that you can have a good background to what we'll be sharing every Sunday at the Jesus Celebration Service this month and on Tuesday at the Bible study. We talked about the Holy Spirit being God, part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we also emphasize the fact that the Holy Spirit did not come onto the scene in the New Testament. It was all through the Old Testament, and it was before the foundation of the earth was laid. Because in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, after Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 recorded all the voidness, the confusion in the world, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord hovered upon the waters. So God, the Holy Spirit, had been there from the beginning. We also emphasize the fact that before Jesus left, he promised that when he will return, he will pray to the Father to give us the Holy Spirit. And so we emphasize the fact that presently, God the Father is in heaven. God the Son is at his right hand in heaven. It is the Holy Spirit that is here until the rapture. And so we may not be able to relate with God the Father, God the Son, as we ought to, if we don't know the Holy Spirit. So we are trusting the Lord through this series to make you and I to know the Holy Spirit more, his role in our lives, who he is and how good he is. Jesus was saying, it is to your advantage that I go, because if I do not go, the Helper will not come. And we concluded on part one last Sunday about the word translated helper, which is allos parakletos, another comforter, another like Jesus, not another like any other one. And we said is comforter. The word also means your standby, the one that is by you at all times. When everybody forsakes you, he will never leave you. He's your counselor. He stands on your behalf as an intercessor. He helps you. And so, the Holy Spirit, in my view, is indispensable to any Christian. And I pray that today, more than ever before, the Lord will reveal himself to us in Jesus' name. And we'll be closing a little bit late at this service and every Jesus Celebration Service this month. We won't be as late as last week. So please bear with us. So in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, shortly before, one of the last few statements before Jesus ascended, he promised the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. This was one of the last few words of the Lord Jesus on the day of ascension. And so this was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. And like we said last week, Pentecost means 50. 50, Pente, Pentagon, 5. 50, Pentecost. So it means it happened 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Jesus died on a Friday. He resurrected on the Sunday. And 40 days after his resurrection, according to the scriptures, he ascended. So for 40 days, he was on earth physically, seeing people, passing through doors that were shut, meeting people. And on the last day, on the 40th day after resurrection, was the one he made this statement in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, verse 5. And if you continue, you will see that shortly after this, he just disobeyed the law of gravity and went up. And they were exclaiming, what happened? Where is he? And an angel stood by them and said, this same Jesus. Do you remember? So Jesus was saying, not many days from here, the Father will send the Holy Spirit. And 10 days after, making 50, 10 plus 40, making 50, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came formally and physically, never to return unto the day of Pentecost. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit will come and alight on whoever he wanted to use and go. He didn't say, stay. But from the time of the Pentecost, he came to stay. That's why this song. There is a Redeemer,
Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One.
Thank you, oh my Father.
Thank you, oh my Father. Forgiven was your Son, and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
I'm emphasizing the last sentence. And leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. So we thank the Father for giving us Jesus, who showed us the way, who died that today we can become children of God, and later he sent the Holy Spirit and leaving him here until his work on earth is completed. That will be when you and I disobey the law of gravity. When the rapture comes. When he that prevents the man of evil, when he's taken, then the devil cannot be in charge. But now, as long as we are here and the Holy Spirit is in us, the devil may be in charge of the world, but in your life, you didn't hear me, in your home, in your family, in your children, the devil cannot be in charge because the Holy Spirit is there and he resides inside of us. So he came on the day of Pentecost. So we read Acts chapter 2. We want to see the day that he came. We read the first four verses of Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. Acts 2, reading from the first verse. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we see here that on the day of Pentecost, the apostles, the leaders, and the disciples were in the upper room in one accord, emphasizing the importance of unity. Jesus told them, do not leave Jerusalem. That's Luke 24, verse 49. Do not leave Jerusalem. Do not attempt to do the work of ministry or go anywhere until you are endued with power from on high. And in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, he emphasized, the promise of the Father will come. Please remain. And so they remained every day for 10 days. They were meeting in the upper room. They would go home, come back, meet in fellowship like we are doing. expectant, united. And then the Bible says suddenly. Can we say suddenly? Put on your mask, please. Can we say suddenly? You will see that the Holy Spirit was heralded with sound and sight. The Bible said, first they had a sound from heaven. And that sound was like a rushing mighty wind. They just heard, they were in the room, and like wind rushing from heaven. After which they saw. Not only did they hear the sound, they had a sight. There appeared to them fire. They really saw fire. And it came in cloven tongues. What I want you to emphasize, I want to emphasize here before we continue is verses 3b and 4a. And one sat upon each of them. If you read the earlier verses, there were 120 in this in chapter 1. There were 120 in the room, included women, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, the apostles, 120 people, about 120 people meeting every day. And the Bible said, when the Holy Spirit came, no one was left out. May you not be left out. He said, he sat upon each of them. Fire. The Holy Spirit came and alighted upon everyone in that room. And the Bible says, verse 4a, and they were all, not many, not most, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. So, what that shows us, my dear brothers and sisters, is that the Holy Spirit is for every believer. Any believer that does not have the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in the scriptures we read last week, is living like an orphan. Helpless. You can imagine an orphan, not adult, who is an orphan, like many of us are now, but can you imagine a 10-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl, an orphan? No father, no mother. One, nobody to provide for him. Two, nobody to show him or her love. Three, nobody to give direction. This is the cost you do. You are not good in mathematics. Why don't you do social sciences? Nobody that will stand by him or her to really guide. Many believers are living like orphans. Many of us take human people, human beings, like our God, like our comforter, like our helper. Whereas the Holy Spirit is our helper. And everyone needs him. When he came, everyone expecting received. No one was left out. Man or woman, young or old. I know some members of the church here who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit when they were 4 years old. And they are now adults. They are still on fire for the Lord. They received for the first time 4 years. So, age is no barrier. As long as you can speak, as long as you can know Jesus, know that he needs to confess Jesus as Savior, as Lord, and confesses, immediately a child is born again. If he's old enough to be accountable and to ask the Lord to come into his or her life, he's, at that moment, he's already, he or she is ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Are we still together? Are we together? When they received the Holy Spirit, how did we know? Because there was an evidence. They all spoke in tongues. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That is why we are called Pentecostal church. Because when the Holy Spirit came, it started a dispensation of the Holy Spirit. But unfortunately, for centuries, for hundreds of years, the church lost this until the Azusa Revival in 1904, that's 116 years ago, went through some ministers in the U.S., in the Los Angeles area of California. They believed God that if the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, and for hundreds of years, people believe you don't have to speak in tongues. That is for those days. They were expecting and they were teaching it, and then the Azusa Revival started 1904. And for 116 years, the Pentecostal Revival started, where we believe in the totality of the Bible. If it is written in the Bible, then it is true. And so everyone began to speak in tongues. So according to the scriptures, the evidence that you are baptized with the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. If you check Acts chapter 10, when Peter was sent to Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and he went to preach to him, the Bible said while Peter was still preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on Gentiles, not Jews, and they started speaking in tongues and worshiping the Lord. In Acts chapter 19, Paul got to Ephesus during one of his missionary journeys. He met a congregation of believers and he said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" They said, "We have not even heard about the Holy Spirit, not to talk of receiving." And he taught them about the Holy Spirit and he prayed for them. Everyone in that room received. So, brethren, Pentecostals are those who believe in the totality of the gospel. Some people who are Christians, they are born again, they love the Lord, but because of lack of knowledge, they call Pentecostals Pentirascals. Have you heard that before? There may be a few people who have misrepresented us. Just like there are bad apples in any basket of apples. But it doesn't mean it's not true. The day of Pentecost was real. Everyone who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit spoke in tongues. If you are here and you can't speak in tongues or you don't speak in tongues yet, can I see your hand up? Even if you are in your room or in the office or at home, just raise up your hand. Maybe the Lord will open my eyes to see you at home. If you don't speak in tongues, just raise up your hand, please. Above your head, you don't speak in tongues, just raise up. You don't need to be ashamed. Just raise up your hand if you don't speak in tongues. Raise up your hand now if you don't speak in tongues. Okay, God bless you. Any other person? Confident, 2, yes. Any other person, 3. Any other person, 4, 5. Before we go, I trust the Lord to help us. Now you know every believer who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the scriptures spoke in tongues. Everyone. Anytime it was ministered. When you get home, check Acts chapter 10. When you get home, check Acts chapter 19. Peter ministered it in Acts 10. Paul ministered it in Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 10 is verses 44 to 46. Acts chapter 19 is verses 2 to 6. You can check it at home. Every time ministered the Holy Spirit, it was evidenced, it was shown by the people speaking in unknown tongues. And so, as a believer, not only should you be saved, should you confess Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord, you should desire, you should covet that the Holy Spirit would come and baptize you and that you're able to speak in tongues. We'll continue now with the roles of the Holy Spirit. The roles of the Holy Spirit. We've been laying the foundation, the background to the Holy Spirit. When he comes, why has he come? What is his benefit? In John chapter 16, Jesus was saying, "It is to your advantage that I go. If I do not go, the Father will not send the Holy Spirit." So what is the advantage? This we want to consider, and we'll be considering them in the next few weeks. Sunday and Tuesday will continue. day after tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Bible, online Bible study, and next Sunday and the subsequent Sundays, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, if Jesus has not returned. We'll be considering the roles with this acronym of three letters, PCC, not Parochial Church Council. It's just PCC. The first, which we'll be starting on today, is power. Like we said, John chapter 14, verse 16 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper." I want to show an example from the scripture in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. Please open there, Acts of the Apostles chapter 10, and let's read verse 38 together. Acts 10, 38. Is it in your Bible? With digital Bible now, there's no problem. You don't need to search. Just punch Acts, you'll get it. Acts 10, verse 38. I want us to read together. Verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. Two, please let's read. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Who then went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So, the Holy Spirit, one major role, we'll be mentioning three and subdividing them, starting today. One major role is for him to empower you, to empower me. No wonder he was called an helper. What otherwise is impossible for you to do, he helps you to do. What otherwise is difficult for you to do, he helps you to do. What you cannot do, he empowers. It gives you supernatural ability. How does he do that? We'll be taking the first way he empowers you today. This may look far-fetched. Perhaps we have not looked at it from this way. But the first way the Holy Spirit empowers us, that is laid in my heart to talk on this morning, is by giving us wisdom. By giving us wisdom. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Paul was praying to the Ephesian church, or for the Ephesian church. I'm praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Here Paul described wisdom as coming from the Holy Spirit. I'm praying that he will give you the spirit of wisdom. Oh, my brother, oh, my sister, if there's something you need, it is the spirit of wisdom. In Acts chapter 6, when the church was growing and there were complaints that some people were being given welfare, others were not being given, the apostles decided to allow the people to select people who were, we now refer to as deacons. And one of the qualities, I would like to read from verse 3. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. "Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business." Acts 6, verse 3. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 3. "Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." They wanted something done. And the apostle said, "Go and choose among yourselves, but make sure the people you choose have what is described as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that they were full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Actually, when the Holy Spirit is in us, is outpouring in us is wisdom. And the wisdom we are not talking about, I would like to describe a few types of wisdom so we get it in the right perspective. There is the natural wisdom, which is good. Hello. When a child is born, maybe 12 hours, 15 hours, 24 hours, and she's brought to the mother to breastfeed. Who teaches the child to suck the breast? He can't hear. Who teaches? And she never sucked anything inside the womb. Who teaches? It's natural. Is inborn. So there is wisdom that is natural, that everybody, believer, unbeliever, wicked, not wicked, has to do some things. One. Two, there is intellectual wisdom. That comes from teaching, from learning, from studying. That's why we go to school. You see a child, depending on the school he or she goes, by the time he has spent 1 or 2 years, you see him or her at home at age 6, 7, demonstrating some things, ability to read, ability to do some things different from others. Intellectual wisdom that can be enhanced by learning and teaching. Number three, demonic wisdom. That is the one that is provided from the kingdom of the devil. That's why the Bible describes it as wiles of the devil. Is that in your Bible? Is that in your Bible? Brother Ono, do you still have a dad? So you are one of the orphans I'm referring to. Sorry. Very soon in September, we'll be visiting Ebonyi State for the burial of the mother. God bless you. What was her age? 90, 92, 90. God bless. Sorry, oh. Demonic wisdom. I'm sure ministry that really, really has been used by God to demonstrate that is Mount Zion. When you see in some of their movies, you see the man dressed in black. You say, don't accept him. Do this. Have you seen that before? You remember when Amnon, the first son of David, fell in love with his half-sister? It was his friend who told him, is it because you are in love and you don't know what to do? Lie that you are sick. Tell your father, send my half-sister to come and give me, take care of me. And he gave him wisdom from the pit of hell. Do you know what happened? You know, naturally, he should have succeeded David. Sorry, he should have succeeded David. He should have succeeded David. But he didn't. Because of the bad wisdom that he used. So there is wisdom. There is a wisdom that comes from the pit of hell. Many times when it is demonstrated, people raise, Babake. You know, some people call themselves evil genius. Have you heard that before? Where did it lead the country? Can you see what has happened through that evil genuity? Demonic wisdom. Number four, carnal wisdom. That is the natural wisdom that God has given us that is deployed to fulfill carnality, the lust of the flesh. So you see them, people, they say they are smart. They can slap your face. They can tell you, I'm a young man in Nigeria and I'm a billionaire. I'm 34 years old. I own Cocoa House and Unity House. Write to a lady in America and say, if you marry me, you become the richest woman in Nigeria. And the man is a 65-year-old miserable man in one village. And some mumu will accept and will be selling dollars. Carnal wisdom to fulfill the lust of the flesh. How many types of wisdom have we talked about? Four. One, natural. Number two, intellectual. Number three, demonic. Number four, carnal. And finally, divine. So the one we are talking about is the one that is peaceable. The one that is supplied by the Holy Spirit, who is all-knowing. There's nothing he does not know. And when he gives you his own wisdom, when you act, people will wonder, what's the age of this person? You remember when Jesus was teaching at age 12? Where did this man, son of a carpenter, where did he get all this wisdom from? The Bible describes it as wisdom which no man can withstand or assail. No one can question. No one can contradict. When the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom, you stand out. It's not because of the school you went. It's not because of the books you read that gives you intellectual. It's because of your interface with the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, do it again. I do it again in another. Hallelujah. Open my eyes to see Jesus as he seated upon. Of the Holy Spirit with the evidence that you speak in tongues, please just come. Excuse yourself, take your Bible and your bag, and please come here. Okay. Please come from the gallery, from the floor. Please just come. If you raised up your hand and you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, please just come forward. As he seated upon the throne, Holy Ghost, please come. Holy Ghost, just maintain social distancing.
Do it again.
I do it again. My life,
open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon the throne.
Two people more, Holy Ghost, two people more. May be your last chance to receive the baptism.
Hallelujah. Open my the throne.
Those of us in the audience, please bow down your heads, close your eyes, and pray in tongues under your breath. Under your breath. My brothers and sisters in front, please look at me. Those of you in front, please look at me. I won't lay hands on you because of the times we are, but I trust the Holy Spirit Himself to lay hands on you. So I'll just ask you to pray after me and then believe, and then you'll speak in tongues. Dear Father, you promised me your Holy Spirit if I am born again. Thank you that I'm born again. I have accepted Jesus, your Son, as my Savior and as my Lord. I now ask my precious Father that you give me the Helper, the Comforter, Holy Spirit. Let Him baptize me now with the evidence that I will speak in tongues, in Jesus' name. It is my entitlement as your son, as your daughter. So with thanksgiving and by faith, I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit now, and I will now speak in tongues, in Jesus' name. Okay, now close your eyes and start to speak. Whatever comes to your heart, just close your eyes, start to speak. Don't think. Start to speak. Don't talk. Speak. Speak out. Speak out with confidence. I've had at least three of you speak in tongues. Close your eyes and just speak in tongues for 1 minute. Lekerobo shantara baso prehantorobo zeklererebobo shakatarara bahas. If you are sure you have spoken in tongues, return to your seat. If you have spoken in tongues, return to your seat. If you have spoken in tongues amongst those of you who are outside, return to your seat. If you have spoken in tongues, return to your seat.
Holy Ghost.
Okay, if you have not, return to your seat and see me after the service.
Do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon.
Let's stand up on our feet, please. I want you to cry to the Father. Please give me the spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom to know what to do, how to do it, when to do. Can you just cry to the Father? Just 1 moment before we go. Lord, I need your help. I cannot do this unless you... I don't want to use natural or carnal wisdom. Wisdom that only you can give. Please, dear Holy Spirit, give me the wisdom that can come only from you. Minute more. Holy Spirit, without you, I'll be helpless. I'll be like an orphan. I need the wisdom that is peaceable, that comes from above, that is pure. Leave us until you perfect the work of the Father in our lives. Thank you for those who have received your baptism for the first time. For those who did not receive, Lord, in the corner of their room, on their bed, oh God, please alight upon them with the evidence that they will speak in tongues. We have all desired and prayed today, dear and precious Holy Spirit, for your divine wisdom, the one that is pure and peaceable, the one that will distinguish us, help us to fulfill your purpose here on earth. We pray that for everyone that is here and everyone watching online, everyone who belongs to us, that by your mercy, you will give us that spirit of wisdom afresh and anew. Lord, fill us to overflowing, that the wisdom of God will come from inside of us to be able to know what your will is, to be able to do what your will is, to be able to be like you. We thank you, Eternal Father.